The lead author of a United Nations report about climate change threats to World Heritage sites says he's disappointed that content about Australia was removed. The report initially included information about the Great Barrier Reef, as well as Kakadu and the Tasmanian wilderness. But the Environment Department expressed concerns about Australian World Heritage properties being included, and at its request, those references disappeared from the final document. Sarah Sedgie reports.
The report was designed to give a snapshot of how climate change is affecting World Heritage sites across the globe. It was penned by UNESCO, the United Nations Environment Programme, and the Union of Concerned Scientists.
All of these places have some impact. Some of them are in extreme danger.
Adam Markham is the Deputy Director of Climate and Energy with the Union of Concerned Scientists and the lead author of the report. When the report was released today, the final version had significant omissions. Parts about the Great Barrier Reef, Kakadu and the Tasmanian wilderness weren't there.
I read in the paper, like you did today, the reason that the Australian government gave that they had put pressure on UNESCO to remove the case study. I knew that we had taken it out. And we also took out some material on the Tasmanian wilderness and on Kakadu National Park. But I wasn't aware of the reason for that.
The Department of Environment says in a statement it expressed concern the report could create confusion. It says the framing of the report could muddle two issues, the World Heritage status of sites and risks arising from climate change and tourism. It adds that recent experience in Australia has shown that negative commentary about the status of World Heritage sites affects tourism, and for these reasons didn't support Australian World Heritage properties being included in the report. It also says it expressed these concerns through Australia's ambassador to UNESCO and that it did not brief the Environment Minister Greg Hunt. Adam Markham says he doesn't think any other case studies were removed from the report before its publication.
Well, we had a lot of versions of the report, so I think the cover went through about 50 different revisions, and so there were lots of changes. But no, I don't think any other, I certainly don't recall any other case studies or snapshots being taken out.
Were you disappointed that the parts about Australia were removed in the end?
Yes, I was disappointed. Firstly, we put a lot of work into writing them. And secondly, we weren't able to put anything about Australia in the report. And it's a huge continent. It's got some amazing World Heritage sites. And the Great Barrier Reef in particular is one that everybody knows is under severe threat, not just from human development and coal mining and such like, but also from coral bleaching and warming.
Green Senator Larissa Waters.
Look, it's unbelievable that the response of global warnings about the future of the reef is to simply try to hide the evidence. And it won't work because Australians realise that the Great Barrier Reef is under terrible threat.
And she questions why Minister Greg Hunt was not in the loop.
The minister's not doing his job properly if he's not involved in something as serious as a UN report about climate change affecting the Great Barrier Reef. And secondly, if it's true that he didn't know, then for a start, why didn't he know? And secondly, why would the department do that? It's because they know exactly what the minister would expect of them. He would expect them to hide the inconvenient truth, because that's what this minister has been trying to do for years, and the department can predict that that's what its minister wanted. I think that's a real shame, and I think the minister needs to come and explain, if he didn't know, why didn't he know? And if he did know, then what was his role in this whole story affair?
Labor's environment spokesman Mark Butler.
So the question now that must be answered by Greg Hunt and by the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is what actions were taken by the Minister or the Prime Minister or their officers to seek to censor the work of UNESCO.
Adam Markham says the report and what was removed is important work in understanding the risks to World Heritage sites like the Great Barrier Reef and how to protect them.
Well, I think it was a pretty fair and balanced piece of work. And so it tells us that, in fact, it's one of the best managed World Heritage sites in the world. There's an awful lot of science going on the Barrier Reef. We wrote it before this current bleaching event, and that obviously is catastrophic at the moment for the Barrier Reef. It's one of the worst bleaching events they've seen. And so we didn't have any knowledge of that at that time because it hadn't happened. But the case study that we had in there, you know, gave a very good description of the history, the management, some of the problems facing it, and identified climate change as one of the major risks that we have to deal with if we want to prevent the reef degrading.
Adam Markham from the Union of Concerned Scientists, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.